everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
You can save $500 on the exciting Hustler Raptor flip-up mower with the quick flip technology. Push a button and the deck raises for cleaning, blade changing, and it stores in less space. Hustler with the industry's unmatched warranties. You'll be proud to say, I own a Hustler, and you can save $500 on your new Raptor flip-up. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com and save $500 on your new Hustler Raptor flip-up mower. Hustler. They're fun to run.
All right, welcome back. Lean hog futures solidly lower today, pressured by long liquidation and technical selling. On the other hand, live and feeder contracts mostly higher in slow pre-report actions. Meanwhile, corn prices were fractionally higher today in late trade. The stock markets, though, somewhat lower, with the Dow Jones off 13 points and the NASDAQ down by 5. Technically speaking, live cattle contract prices were mixed just before the noon hour, ranging from 25 higher to 12 lower. For what it's worth, more contracts were in the green than red today, yet there's not much going on here today as traders took profits and braced before the release of the April 1 cattle on feed report. As usual, most eyes will be focused on that March placement activity, with the average guess put at 107 to 108 of 2016. Beef cutouts were significantly higher today, up 49 cents to $1.97, with very light box movement. And feeder cattle contracts were mostly in the green today, though not much. Spot April, though, caught up to some buying interest thanks to this week's appreciation of the cash index. And grain futures were mixed today after a choppy overnight session featuring two-sided trade. While grain markets focused on weather, the world nervously watched France, where the first round of voting of presidential elections took place under a cloud of another terror attack. May options expired in the grain market, which could also increase potential for choppy trade. And meanwhile, corn prices were a little softer as the overnight session wound down, but closed higher today, which was at least not a bullish reversal on the daily charts. Soybeans tried to reverse higher as it struggled with a break below the trend line, drawn off of lows for the past couple of weeks. And then wheat tried to rebound today with winter wheat contracts reversing higher overnight on the heels of yesterday's plunge to new contract lows. Rains moved across the plains today, and export sales, likely to miss USDA's forecast, continue to hold back gains. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.